With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel is ramping up its battle in Gaza.
It means making a moral distinction between the deliberate murder of the innocent and the unintentional casualties that accompany every legitimate war, even the most just war.
That's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He gave an update on the offensive today and said that people must understand Israel is fighting for its very existence. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Russia's state news agency has cited the Dagestan governor, saying the unrest was coordinated in a Telegram channel run by traitors based in Ukraine. That's when a mob attacked an airport just because a plane from Israel had arrived.
According to Russia's independent news site Mediazona, local Telegram channels had said before the unrest that refugees from Israel were about to arrive in Dagestan, with one such channel formed by a former Russian lawmaker who's currently in Ukraine and claims to be involved with a guerrilla movement inside Russia.
That is Charles de la Desma reporting. Josh Krushauer, the editor of the Jewish Insider, says Cornell University and other college campuses have lacked moral clarity in condemning the Hamas attacks against Israel. Many pro-Palestinian gatherings have taken place in recent weeks. New House Speaker Mike Johnson not ignoring GOP investigations into Biden's business dealings.
Speaker Johnson is intensifying the investigations against President Biden, insisting the ongoing probes are not, quote, winding down. He told Fox News that Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people, including about his involvement with son Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings.
That is correspondent Edward Morin reporting. On Wall Street right now, stocks are booming. The Dow is up by 542 points. This is SRN News. Americans are sounding off on the direction of this country. Michael Harrington has a report.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 77% of the general population believes the U.S. is going wrong. That includes 90% of Republicans, 81% of Independents, and 59% of Democrats. Most religious Americans also believe the country is going in the wrong direction now, including 92% of white evangelicals, 82% of mainline Protestants, and 79% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Ohio State Constitution are raising a lot more money than their pro-life opponents in the run-up to the vote in November. Official filings show the pro-abortion campaign has brought in nearly $29 million from donors since September 8th. The campaign against the amendment raised less than $10 million. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration is out with another warning about eye drops.
Health regulators are telling consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by six companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. A recall was issued late last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the factory producing the drops, although the agency did not say which manufacturing plants. No injuries have been reported. I'm Shelley Adler.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement that could end a six-week-old strike against Detroit automakers. Three people briefed on the deal said it follows a pattern set with Ford just last week. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.